It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Via the WEKU Facebook page, Marcia wrote to us, "Sick of hearing about Trump. There are other candidates who deserve coverage." Well, we had an exchange of messages with Marcia explaining that WEKU does not determine the coverage or extent of it within the national news shows such as Here and Now, Morning Edition, and All Things Considered, but that we will certainly make sure her concerns are shared with producers of those shows. We further ask that she, during this election year, keep her eyes and ears on the big picture of coverage. Not every story or even program can promise 100% balance in every instance. Our goal overall is to provide that balance across the range of programs that we provide to listeners. We do, of course, count on NPR and our other network providers to make sure that happens, but we always want to know if listeners perceive issues with that coverage. We had a number of comments in reaction to the news story we aired and posted on the website headlined "State Senate Resolution Addresses Virginia Concealed Carry Decision." A site visitor self-identifying as ID wrote, "Kentucky and the other states affected should discontinue recognizing Virginia driver's license. I think Virginia would rethink their decision within a few hours." Greg asked, "Does Virginia have a stronger training program or require deeper background checks? This article is pretty weak as far as speaking to the issue." And Johnny commented, "To Virginia, any gun control is better than no gun control, and not recognizing gun permits is another way of gun control for them." We welcome your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at eku.edu, post on Facebook, or send a tweet at 889WEKU, or leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning or afternoon on 889WEKU.